Have you ever had a former player try to sign on to the team through Twitter before?
No. Of course, you know, I mean, that was a couple of weeks ago when we signed someone else, but they're making a bigger story out of it than it is. Kale played for us, but he played for Coob. He was drafted by Coob in the fifth round, so he knew him. And, of course, John, I mean, I don't make those decisions. John and Coob make those decisions. So it's a nice story, but it's not really quite true that, you know, because I've been getting a million tweets that, hey, I can play football. I played flag football at somewhere, and you know, so we need to back off on that. Well, I'm not the guy that's getting him on the team.
At least tell us that he at least you remembered his name. You remembered he was out there through the tweet.
Well, we knew. We knew that. They knew that. Our guys knew that. Okay. We had talked about it the week before when we brought Bush back. Because again, Bush was with us, and we felt confident in him, and you know, he played for us. And then this situation came up, and KO does know the defense. I mean, he knows all the calls, and he's played. He started 11 games at Houston, so you know, I think that was the big part that John and Coop felt like, hey, he could come in and at least fill in. So, and we're glad to have him.
How has DeMarcus looked this week out there?
DeMarcus has looked obviously better and better. I mean, he's been able to practice some. You know, we're very hopeful that he'll play this week. I think signs are good, I mean, as far as practice, but we still got a couple more practices to go.
What kind of player is he in regards to how long you've been around the league, and what does he bring to a team, especially with how much knowledge he possesses?
Who's that, DeMarcus?
Yes, sir.
Well, he possesses a lot of knowledge, but he's got great ability, and that's the key thing. I mean, he's smart enough to utilize his ability, which is to be able to rush the passer, to be able to create. I mean, he still has 6.5 sacks, and he hadn't played very much. So, you know, he's a force on the field. He has been for a long time, and he's continued that. We hope to get him back and be in that situation again with him.
Are you concerned on the back end? I mean, two guys that you're going to be playing here this Sunday around the streets 10, 12 days ago.
Right. Yeah. I mean, safety position obviously is a concern for us because the guys hadn't been here. We had Bush, and he came in and played in some in the last game. And you know, with Bruton, who's really played well for us, being iffy, it's a real concern.
Most of the times y'all hit Phillip on Sunday, it was out of the four-man rush. How much more effective does the blitz become because you don't have to use it as often because the four-man rush is so effective?
Well, that's what we try to do. I mean, you want to rush, be able to rush four and give them pressure, and then you've got seven to cover with. I mean, it's just numbers, you know, rather than rushing six and having five to cover with, or five and rushing again, covering the six. So it's all about, you know, having more people back there and still get the kind of pressure you want. You know, that's not always the case. And we run a lot of five-man rush where we feel like we get one-on-ones well. We play one-on-one in secondary well, and we've got one-on-one pass rushers that can beat people sometimes. So that's more our philosophy because that fits more of what our players do well.
I mean, you create benchmarks each week for kind of what you want your defense to accomplish. But at the end of a season, what statistics matter to you most when you evaluate whether you've had a great year, a good year?
Wins number one. I mean, you know, you can have all the stats in the world. I mean, you know, we were seventh in the league at Houston when I was there, and we went 2-14. So, you know, it's about winning. If you play well enough to win, you don't want your goals to, you know, to be only yardage or only whatever, because the most important thing is to win. If you've given up 500 yards and they're on the 2-yard line at the end of the game and you can win the game, that you played well enough, you know. So stats are important, I think, because they tell you, they're an indicator on how consistent you are and how well you can play overall. But winning the game is the most important thing.
Along with the win, I think you're 5-0 when you have a defensive touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get turnovers, turnovers are a key. You know, points is a big key, especially in one game. You know, that's really the most important one. So whether you give up less than they, and we played well that way too. I mean, we haven't given up a lot of points this season. So, but all those factors come into effect. But it's how well you play each individual game. So
have you had more than five before in a season?
Oh, we led the league at Philadelphia. I know we had, I don't know how many we had, but we had a bunch. I don't know if they're all touchdowns, but.
Yeah, I meant touchdowns.
We had a lot of turnovers. We led the league in turnovers a couple of times. So, I don't remember. I know Reggie White took the ball away from the quarterback and ran about 50 yards one time. I thought that was one of the greatest plays I've ever seen. So, those are. All the stats show you that if you get a turnover for a touchdown in a ball game, that your percentage of winning are better, and that's, you know, so that was, we've won those games.
How much do you enjoy Von Miller's sack dances?
You know, I don't really know what he's doing, but I'm glad he's doing it. So, he seems to change his dances every game, but as long as he gets them every game, that's great.
Did he ask you for any dancing tips? Nah,
he's not. No, I can only do the YMCA, and that's about it. You know? That's about the extent of mine. So.
That's all you bring in. All right.
Yeah.
When you look at the overall injury list, is this normal for this time of the year? Does this feel like
we've got a lot more injuries than you normally have. We were doing pretty well for a while as far as injuries are concerned, but we lost Clady and those guys before the season. You know, that was tough, but. We went for a while not having too many injuries. Now we have quite a few. So, but we've had a lot of guys play, especially defensively. So that's been a good thing. We've been able to come in with guys that now have played a lot.
How did Josh Bush grade out, and are you comfortable he needs to take significant snaps?
Yeah, he will play significant probably this week. I mean, but he played well. He did a good job for us in the preseason. That's why we brought him back, and he knows the defense. So, I expect him to be solid, and that's he's really conscientious guy, and he's a smart guy, and so those things bode well for him and us.
If Danny can't go, what are your thoughts on at linebacker there?
Well, Todd Davis will play if Danny can't play. So, I'm glad we're not a baseball team, because up the middle our nose guard's hurt and our middle linebacker's hurt and our safety's hurt, so we're not real strong up the middle right now.
Coach, this defense has been particularly good in a lot of areas, but at cornerback they've been holding wide receivers to low yardage. Is that a testament to the pass rush?
It all works together. We have good, obviously great cover people, but I think we have a great rush too, and that, you know, that combination makes it tough to throw the wide receivers, because it takes time to throw those guys. So. We've got a real good combination there.
You mentioned kind of just how uncommon the injuries are, but does the fact that the depth has been tested so much, does that lessen some of the stress for you as a coach, or is it still always just stressful?
This is a stressful occupation. I don't know if anybody's noticed or not, but you have confidence. So, I mean, it's not stress. It's confidence in your players and what they can do. And we feel – and our team feels like we're going to play well every game. Now we have to practice well to be able to do that, and that's why we do what we do. But and game plan and so forth, hopefully help them coaching wise too. But it's still fun. I mean, it's still enjoyable. The bad plays aren't, but the good plays are, and the wins are fun, and the losing isn't. So it's the same for everybody in the league.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Coach.
No Texas
references? I got one. In honor of Star Wars, Lester Hayes, before the 18th, I think, Super Bowl 18, declared that he was the only Jedi in the NFL, and I think he was, because he had like 13 interceptions, so, and he played for the Raiders. Went to Texas A&M, and also Phyllis Wheatley High School in Houston, Texas. So there's my guy.